Okay, today is Daf Ayin Beis. We are on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, last line, Amar Ula. Amar Ula. Ula said the following statement. One second.
We
Well, when the battery thing is at zero, it's a good time that it has to be connected. Down there, there's nothing there.
Oh.
Now it's okay. Anyway, Amar Ula. Ula said the following: Lamanda Amar, Asham Vaday, Lo Ba Yediyah Batchila. According to the Manda Amar, who holds that an Asham Vaday doesn't need a Yediyah Batchila, what on earth does that mean? So, to figure out what that means, we have to read this Rashi. It's very long Rashi here. The Rashi of the second to last Rashi, Asham Vaday Lo Ba Yediyah. The Rashi says it better than I ever could. It'll go very quickly, and we have to just read it inside. Ready? Here we go. It's a plutza. It's a machlokes. Rab Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva Bikrisus. Perek Dam Shchita. Rabbi Akiva Mechayev Al Safik Meilos Asham Talui. What does that mean? Pirish, like this. Hayu lefanav shtei chatichos. You have two pieces of meat. Aleph shel kodesh v'aleph shel chulin. One's hektish, one's regular. V'achal achas mihen. You ate one of them. V'eini yedea eiza achal. You don't know which one you ate. What's the halacha? Maybe asham talui. You bring in asham talui. Just like any time you have a suffix, if you didn't have aver or not. The difference between me'ila and every other avera is that if me'ila you did, if you know you did it, you bring an asham badai. To everything else, for example, let's see, you don't know if it's treif or not. If you had kachet, treif. You don't bring an asham badai if you know you did it. You bring a chatas. Right? If you know you did it with a shogig, you bring a chatas. By me'ila, you bring an asham badai. Okay, so what did you do? You brought asham talui, right? Because you're not sure. If you were sure, there was only one piece of meat, and you thought it was kosher, and it turns out it was me'ila, it was kachim, you bring an asham vadai. If it was treif, or chelev, or dam, you bring a chatas. So the fact that it's an asham talui and an asham vadai is going to make all the difference in the world. You understand? So, what happened? Again, two pieces of meat, you ate one, you're not sure which one you ate. It's either kachim or kosher. So what do? You bring in asham talui. Now, what am I up to? Umod Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva agrees. She'ena mevi es me'ilaso. You don't have to bring anything else that a me'ila requires you to bring. For example, klomar, ena mashalim kerem v'chomesh. You don't have to pay back hektish. Ad until, she'yodolo, until you know. Then viyavo ima asham me'ilos vaday. If you ever discover the truth, just like on a comparable case, you'd have to bring a chatos. Here you have to bring an asham vaday and the carrot and the chomesh and right. Kihechi the asham talui the shar averos the suffik kareis enu machaper kapara gemura. Just like every other avero, asham talui is not a kapara. It just holds it in balance until you discover. And when you know you for sure sinned, now you bring a chatas. You didn't do it on purpose. You did it by mistake. Ah, so too, Zed, this avera, kishiyodelo, when you discover what you did, yachzev yavi asham vaday. You have to bring an asham vaday.
Why asham vaday no chatas?
Because it's a special thing. There are three averos that you bring an asham vaday. Me'ila, if you have relations with a shifcha charufa, whatever that means. And the third one is if you steal and you denied it and the whole story. Stealing. Those are the only three. There are two more me'ilah, there are two more asham vadais that are brought. Rashi says there are only three. There's really two more. One is a nazir. And the fifth one is a metorah. So maybe those two don't really come for chet. You know? Chet is, yes, lashon hara, but it's not the same kind of thing. These are three chet. You ate what you shouldn't have eaten, me'ilah, yishivcha charufa, which we'll get to in a minute, and the third one is a gzela. Okay? Why that? I don't know why the Torah did that. I don't know. Now, Reb Tarfon says, what are you talking about? Reb Tarfon, Omer, no. Ma maybe shte ashamos. Why you bring two ashams? Why you bring two ashams? You bring an asham taloi when you don't know, and then you bring an asham vada when you do know. That's silly, says Reb Tarfon. That's very silly. Lo domi lo asham taloi the safek chatas. It's not the same thing as bringing an asham taloi for a chatas. Very different. Why? The hasam sveko ayel vadai, sveko ayel vadai nekeva. When you have a safek, you bring an asham taloi. When you have a vadai, you bring a chatas. A chatas can only be a female. So you're bringing a different thing altogether, out of totally different carbon. Hilkach, kimis yadale, when you discover your mistake, boil asuya nekeva. You have to bring a female. Avozeh, shishnehin min echad. Here, they're both the same. They're both the same. In asham taloi, and asham is the same animal. It's both an aisle. Where am I? Shnei min menachad. The Amar Hasam. Mimin shemevi alhoda, mevi alohoda. The same animal you bring if you know. The same animal you bring if you don't know. Same thing. Shadeh ayil v'zeh ayil. Therefore, says Reb Tarfon, no, I have a different thing with Reb Akiva. Yavi keren v'chomesh. You bring your keren, you bring your chomesh. V'yavi ayil, you bring an ayil. V'yomi, you say like this. Im vaday ma'alti, if I did it for sure. I don't know which one I ate. If I ate the wrong one. That me lossi v'zashami. This is it. This is my carbon. V'im safek. If I'm not sure. Shalo asid sveki lahodiali. I'm never going to know. How am I ever going to know? I'm never going to discover the answer. So you know what? Zeh yiyya asham talui. This is my asham talui. V'ahaknish zeh l'nadava. And the money's a gift. Right? V'chim is yadei alei. And if you do ever discover it somehow. Somehow you ever know the truth. Lo boil actually asham achmina. You don't have to bring another asham. Why? Because he brought one already. Alma, what do you see from Reb Tarfon? Lo boy yediyah batchila ba'asham vaday. You don't have to know when you bring the asham vaday, when you bring this asham, you don't have to know if you really have to bring it or not. Doesn't make a difference. You don't have to know. Right? Kodem habaz kapara. So before you get your kapara, the halo is yadale ki isya, you don't know, taka, umes chapara leha. And according to Reb Tarfon, that's all you have to do. Make sense? Now go back to Ula. Amar Ula. Laman da Amar. According to Reb Tarfon, the Amar who said, Asham Vadai, in Asham Vadai, lo bo yediyah betchila. Doesn't require a yediyah betchila. That makes perfect sense. According to Reb Tarfon, right, you don't need, by Asham Vadai, you don't need a yediyah. Right? You don't have to know. You don't have to know whether you really have to bring this or not. Right? According to Reb Tarfon, you don't have to know.
No, you do, because it's still called a toloi if you don't know.
No, but it'll convert automatically into a vada. That's Reb Tarfon's shita.
It could convert if you find out.
Okay, so but if you don't find out?
But if you don't find out, it's still a vada. It's still a toloi. All right,
but the point is, do I have to know beforehand that I bring it? The answer is no. I can find that later. Oh. I can find that later. That's his point. So, asham vada, lo bo yediyah batchila. Right? Batchila. I don't have to know. Now, Baal Chamesh Be'ilos B'Shifcha Charufa. If you have relations with a Shifcha Charufa 5 times, Ein Achayev El Acha. You only have to bring one carbon. Because after all, what's really the difference between a Shifcha Charufa and the Me'ila? There's no difference. There's no difference. They're all the same thing. As Rashi says, we'll just do 2 lines of this Rashi. It's also gigantic Rashi. Bal hay be'ilos shivcha charufa b'shogeg. Right? He did it b'shogeg. How do you do it b'shogeg? You thought she was your wife. Let's just leave it at that. Right?
5 times.
5 times. B'shogeg. V'nodalo. Even if you become aware. Bein kol achas v'achas. Afterwards, that's not my wife. Then, forgot again. Then you thought it was your wife again. You did it 5 times. And normally, by achatos, we would never say, you can get away with one. Right? Here, one's okay. Right? Eino chayev el acha. And then Rashi goes on a whole thing about shivcha charufa could even be amazing. So you see this? If Reb Tarfon's right, then this is also true. Then you can do it 5 times, even if you know in between. After all, knowledge is irrelevant. That's his whole point. Knowledge is, by Asham, knowledge is irrelevant. Yesterday was a whole daf about knowledge.
The problem is these are all examples of specialized cases.
Correct. Only according to Reb Tarfon, he said. Only according to him. Reb Akiva said there's no difference, really. So according to Reb Tarfon, no difference. Maskeflor from Nuna. Wait a minute. Elamayata, if that's true, right? Baal v'chozer, baal v'chozer. A guy has relations with a shivcha harufa. He does it a second time. Then v'hifrish carbon. Then he puts aside a carbon. Now v'amr will say hamteni li'ad she'ebel. Okay, you know what? Before we bring that carbon, let me just go have relations with her one more time. Hachanami de'ein achayev elachas. Same thing over there. If knowledge is irrelevant, look what a crazy thing a guy could do. Guy could designate a carbon and then go back and do same avera. And the carbon's good, right? There's no knowledge. It's crazy. So, I'm only no. You're talking about once you designate a carbon, that changes everything. Once the carbon's being designated, ma'isel achar afrasha lo kamina. Now I'm not talking about that. That's not the same thing. Why? So Rashi explains, because designating the carbon is already part of the kapara. I got the carbon over there. So once the kapara is designated, now knowledge is a completely different story. Now you can't say, all right, I'll go do the same aveira. After all, shifcha harufa, even b'mezid, you bring a carbon, or she's half an eved, half a free person. So the Rashi proves it's b'mezid because it says she gets malchus. So how does she get malchus on a shogig? She can't. No one gets malchus on a shogig. Obviously, it was b'mezid, right? So it could also be b'shogig, but it could also be b'mezid. So a guy's b'mezid. It's a crazy thing.
Why
is
it a chatzis?
Not a chatzis. It's an asham.
Oh, yeah,
why? I don't know.
It's
why?
Because
she's half. She's half an eved. Yeah, it's xeris hakasav. So a guy could say, listen, here's my carbon. Now let me go back to her for a little bit. And once he designated a carbon, you can't do that. Okay. Now. Is that even true? After all, Kiyosar of Dimi, Amar, he said like this, Lamanda Amar Asham Vadai Bo Yediyah Batchila. Well, according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that an Asham Vadai does require knowledge, right, Rabbi Akiva held that, right, that Rashi we just read. According to Rabbi Akiva, so Bo Chamesh Be'ilos B'Shivcha Harufa, if you have relations with a woman five times, Shivcha five times, and each time you realize, hey, you knew it's not your wife, you knew it was someone else. Then chayev akol achas v'achas. You chayev each and every one. That makes perfect sense. It's a rekiva shita. That's much more with our thinking because we spend most of shasas with chatzes. Once in a blue moon, there's an ashram that comes up, right? So amale abaya. So wait a minute, says abaya. Hare chatos. If there's a chatos, deba'inon yediyah batchila. Everybody holds. Everybody holds you require a yediyah batchila. Upligi Rabbi Yochanan of Rishur ben Lakish. Yet yesterday we got through saying that Rish Lakish argues on that. Rish Lakish holds that a yediyah batchila will make a separate katas, but subsequent yediyos after the yediyah batchila will not make a separate katas. Remember that from yesterday? In other words, you do the same avera six times. Then you wake up afterwards, oh my goodness, I did this Savera six times. And after the fact, you realize, I did the Savera at 9 o'clock, then at 10 o'clock, then at 11 o'clock. Rabbi Shlokesh held yesterday, you only be one chattis for that. Why? Because at the time you did the Savera, you only had one Yediyah. Afterwards, you had subsequent Yediyahs, right? We did that yesterday. So according to Rish Lakish, she only has to be one chattis. So she only has to be one Asham. Why are you bringing more than one asham? You hear that? You hear the kasha? You know what? Ishtik. He didn't have an answer to that question. Again, according to Rabbi Akiva, that holds that ashams and chatzis are no different. They're the same. So, in the case with the five be'ilos, you have to bring five chatzis. Says Abaya. Rish Lakish doesn't hold like that. Rish Lakish doesn't hold like that. It's not universal. So I don't know the answer to that. The only answer could be Amalei Dilma Maisa Da'acha Hafrasha Kamarta. No, it was the Maisa after the Hafrasha. Then everybody agrees. What?
We said that
already. Right, that's exactly the same answer. No, that was in Rav Tarfon. Now it's
the same answer.
Exactly the same answer. Kidra from Nuna, like Rav Nuna just said. Amal in. Yes, that's exactly what that could only be that can be the only explanation.
That's the same sheet then.
What?
It's only the same
sheet then. No. Maybe no.
Then what's the difference between those two sheets then?
The difference is if you don't designate a carbon. If you don't designate a carbon and you did it and you did an asham, you did a suffake asham vadai. You don't. No one doesn't know. You wake up in the morning. You do a suffik asham vadai. I'm not sure if I ate this piece of meat. I'm not sure which meat this is. I'm not sure if that was my wife or not. So according to both of them, you have to bring an asham talui. What happens if you then discover the truth?
How does it convert over?
Does it convert over? Rabbi Tarfon says yes. Rabbi Kiva says no. Now, if you designate a carbon, everybody agrees you can't keep doing the avera. That's all we're saying. You want to do? We can do the Rashi inside. The Rashi says, "B'maisa de la'achar hafrasha kamarta." We're talking about for a little down over there. Ugita apakte de Ravnuna le'el. Like Ravnuna said before, avol yediya kodem, but a yediya beforehand. Then afilu Rabbi Akiva, even Rabbi Akiva beplukta de Rabbi Yochanan v'Rish Lakishi. Even Rabbi Akiva is part of this machlokas. Dila Rabbi Yochanan, Chashiva le Yediyah lechalek, Bachilas chelev. Rabbi Yochanan was much more, he made you bring much more animals. He made you bring much more karbanos. Why? Because he was chashiv, he held, he recognized, Yediyah lechalek, Bachilas chelev, afilu shtei achilos sha'achlu behelem echad. How do you have two achilos in one helem? The answer is, at the time you ate them, you had one helem. 9 o'clock in the morning, you had a breakfast. You didn't realize that it was not for you. You didn't realize it was kachim or safek or not kosher. Then at 10 o'clock, you ate it again, the same helam. Then at 11 o'clock, you realize at 9 o'clock I did something wrong. And at 10 o'clock, I did something wrong. Rabbi Yochanan held, that's two chatases. Rabbi Shlakish held, it's one. Right? Why? Because at the time, it was one helam that we said yesterday. So the same machlokas carries over here. Right? Hachanami machlokas. Rish Lakish Dharma Hasam Lo Mechalekes. That's not considered two Averas. That's considered one Avera. Hachanami here too. Afilu Debain Bia Libia Lo Mechalekes. The Bias don't. You know, you thought it was your wife. So five times. And then afterwards you realize, oh, at 9 o'clock it wasn't my wife. And at 10 o'clock it wasn't my wife. It says Rish Lakish. That doesn't mean you have to be more than one carbon. It's one carbon. Nothing changes. The machlokas is the same. The bain bia labia, the hacha kishtei achilos chelav helam echad. It's no different than eating the same piece of meat in one helam in two different times. V'no de lo lachol echad ve'echad levado damya. And afterwards, he became aware of each mistake individually. You woke up individually and realized, oh, I did this wrong at 9, and then at 10, and then at 11. So that is a machlokas of Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Akiva doesn't dispute that. In other words, even though he lived before them, he's not talking about that machlokas. He's talking about the idea before anything starts. Okay? Good. Now, Kiasa Ravin, when Ravin came, Amar, he said, so there are really three issues here. Number one, Hakal Modin B'Shivcha Charufa, V'Hakal Modin B'Shivcha Charufa, U'Machlokes B'Shivcha Charufa. There's three different things. Number one, Hakal Modin B'Shivcha. Everybody agrees by a shivcha harufa, the einachay vel achas kid'ula. In other words, if Reb Tarfon's right, nobody disputes Reb Tarfon. Not Rish Lakish, not Reb Yochanan. In other words, Reb Tarfon said like this: If you're not sure it was her, right? It's a suffix. I'm not sure. Was it with my wife or was it with this other woman? What do? You bring an asham talu. That can convert to an Asham Vaday without ever to do anything else. Nobody disputes that. Yep. Rabbi Kiva argues on that. But within Reb Tarfon, nobody has anything to say about that. Right? Next, V'akol Modim B'Shivcha Charufa D'Chai V'akol Achas V'Achas Kidra Famnuna. Once you designate an animal, then no other Avera can attach to that animal. No matter how many times you do the Avera, now you designate an animal, you do the Avera again, that requires another animal. You designate an animal, you do the avera again, it requires another. Nobody disputes that halacha. And the third one, umachlokes b'shivcha charufa. There's a machlokes b'shivcha charufa. What's the machlokes? Laman da'amar asham vadai bo yediyah batchila. If you hold that an Asham Vadai requires Yediyah Batchila, which by the way is Rabbi Akiva, now Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Now there's a Machlokes. What about many Averas in one Helam, and you have awarenesses after the fact piecemeal? Right, you're with her at 9 o'clock, and at 10 o'clock, and at 11 o'clock, and at 12 o'clock. All under the false assumption this is your wife. Then you wake up in the afternoon. So what did I do? At 9 o'clock it wasn't my wife. At 10 o'clock it wasn't my wife. At 11 o'clock it wasn't my wife. Now what do you do now? Now Rabbi Yochanan holds you bring four or five ashams. Rabbi Shlakish holds only bring one. Okay. Good. Okay. End of that Gemara. An entirely new, impossible Gemara. Ready? Itmar. The only hard part is the first four lines, which is brutally hard. The big machlokas here, Rashi and Tosfos. Nischavein lahagbia es hatolosh. Rashi learns this means you drop a fork or a knife into the grass, and you bend down to pick up the knife, and by mistake, chatach es hamachubar. You pull some flowers out of the ground. Putter. You're putter for that. Says Rashi. V'chatach es hamechuber putter. Second line. Right, first line says, kigon nafal sakin ba'arugas yerek. The garden. V'nischavin lahagbio. You want to pick up the knife. And by mistake, you pick up a flower. That's putter. Why is that putter? Says Rashi. Diktiv, because it says, asher chataba. That you have to do a sin. Vidarshinan, Bikrisus, Pratlimis Asik. This excludes a case of a guy who's a misasik. Misasik means, I'm just busy. It comes to the word asuk. I'm just busy, I'm just doing my thing. Pratlimis Asik, Bidavar Acher. I want to do A. I want to pick up the knife. And by mistake, Vasadavar Zeh. And by mistake, I pick up the flower. I had no one. Now, one second. Vishogig. What's a shogig? Vishogig Hechi Dummy. What's a shogig? Kigon, dimischaving lekach. I want to turn on that light. Aval but shagag. My mistake is disavar she'ein hayom Shabbos. I don't know today's Shabbos. Oh, savor shemalachas umuteres. Or you thought the malachas mutter. But if I'm leaning against the wall and by my shoulder touches the switch, I know it's Shabbos and I know you're not allowed to do that. But what? I wanted to lean against the wall. What happened? Instead of leaning against the wall, I leaned against the switch. Says Rashi, that's misasik. Yipata. I wanted to pick up the knife. By mistake, I picked up the flower. I have no intention. I know it's Shabbos. I know you're not allowed to pick up flowers on Shabbos. You hear what Rashi says? Zeha misasik bahagba haya. The you were busy with picking things up. Velo bechaticha. Not what you're picking up. Not the piece.
No.
Correct. I'm busy. I want to lean against the wall. The fact that there's a switch there, that's misasik. That's not a I don't have to bring a chazis for that. Right? Tosfos argues. Tosfos says that can't be right. And he brings very strong proof that it can't be right. I'll just read a minute for a minute. Pirish Bekunshis, Rashi says, Kigon sakin mutal ba'arugas yerek. There's a knife that fell into the garden. V'nizchavin lahagbio. You want to pick it up. And by mistake, you pull out a flower. Says Tosfos, Im Kain, Hadipligi, Bimischavein, Lachtoch, Eschatolosh. What about when you wanted to pick up something that there's a flower already detached? But by mistake, you pick up the wrong one. I know, 1 minute. Hainu. You know what? Stop with Tosfos for a minute. Back to the Gemara. Lachtoch es hatolosh. See him on the second line of the Gemara? Lachtoch es hatolosh. I wanted, the first case was a knife and a flower. Now, we're a flower and a flower. Lachtoch es hatolosh. I wanted to pick up the flower that's detached. V'chatoch es hamechubar. And I pick up the flower that is attached. So machlokas now by in Rava. Rava Amar Potter. Rava says you are Potter. Why are you Potter? Abaya Amar Chayev. Abaye says you're chayev. Rava Amar Pater Talodes Chayev Lechaticha Disura. That wasn't my kavana. That's still misasik. Abaye Amar Chayev. You're still chayev. Why? Because you wanted to pick something out of the ground. Not a knife, but a flower. Now, back to Tosos. Tosos says, I'm in the second line. Im Kane. Ha de pligi. We're going to have in a second. We just read the machlokas. The mischavin lachtoch es atolish. You wanted to pick up a detached flower. To cut. But it's detached. I'm not sure. The reason why the Gemara uses the word lachtoch is to distinguish it from a knife. That's all. Because a knife, you don't cut. It means it was cut already before Shabbos. You left it in the garden. You plan on going out to after Shabbos to get it. So it's not muksa. No, no, no. And by mistake, you pull it on.
It doesn't mean cutting off that thing.
No, because it's already cut. It's talush. It's just still in the garden. It's detached. They use the word lachtoch to distinguish it from hagbia, which is by a knife. That's why Rashi says it's a knife. It's out of left field. It doesn't belong here. But when it does belong there, right? It does belong there. So, nischavi lachtoch es talush. You wanted to pick up the detached flower. V'chatoch es hamachubur. And you picked up the attached flower. Hainu lachtoch talush. Right? Hainu lachtoch talush. V'chatach mechubur acher. You wanted to pick up flower number one, which was detached, and you picked up flower number two, which was attached. Aval, but lachtoch mechubur ze v'chatach mechubur acher mashma dechayev l'kuli alma. But what if I want to pick up that attached flower, and I accidentally pick up the other attached flower? Now, what's the story with that? What? So I had intent to do an Aveira on that flower, not on that flower. Says Tosvos, it's Mashma Yechayev on that. Why should you be putter on that? Because the flower, says Tosvos, V'koshel Rabbeinu Tam. The Besov Perek Safik Achal, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Hamis Asig Bechalavim V'arayos, if you're misasig with chalev, you run into the fridge, you pull out a piece of meat, and you start eating it. You don't know kosher, not kosher. That's called misasik, right? I come home, I go upstairs, right away I'm with my wife. Turns out it wasn't her. I thought it was. No, there's no darshaning. There's no lamdas. You just run right away and do something. So it's not a show gig. You know you're not allowed to do that. And you know it's not your wine. You didn't even realize. You open up the fridge, the first thing you see, you start eating it. You don't even realize. Says you chayev for that. Why? Chayev for that. Why? Shekinene. At the end of the day, you had hana. So there's no such thing as misasik by food and by arayas. Why? Because you get hana. What about Shabbos? B'Shabbos pater. Why? The melech is machshev, it's hasr Torah. I didn't want that flower. I wanted the other flower. So says Tosfos, the way Rashi learned that we're at a wall. Because Rashi implied that the only reason why Rava said you're putter is because it was detached. It was detached, and I wanted it. My kavana was for something totally mutter. I ended up picking up something that's attached, then you putter. What if they're both attached? It's mashmi yachayim. The problem is he's still putter. Right? The only time you're chayiv is if you get hana. There's no hana over here. And then he tells another case. Putter. I want to pick up that fig. I pick up the other fig. He's still putter. Okay? Then he brings another case, which we're going to have later today. I want to throw the thing four amos. I threw it four. Rabbi says you're putter. Isn't two included in four? It doesn't matter. I wanted to throw a two. It didn't have my kavana. Right? So says Tosus, Abaye can't be right. Rashi can't be right. It's very hard how Rashi gets out of this. Very hard, very difficult. Just showing you that that you can skip down. Venir Lorbeinu Tam. To get out of this problem, Lorbeinu Tam comes up with a whole different case. And here's what happened. Hachamayra like this. You wanted to pick up the flower that was detached. Right before Shabbos, Yehoshua said, you better cut those flowers so we have flowers. You caught them, but you didn't have time. You left them there. So when I walk into Friday night, I'll go get them. It was dark, so you pulled up the wrong one. That's the case. Now, but more than that, Nischavi Lachtoch Talosh, V'nimse Shehu Mechubar, V'chotech Ma'ashahaya Mischavein, you pick up the one you wanted, El Shiloha Yodeh Shaya Mechubar. But you didn't know it was attached. In other words, I want that flower. That's the flower cut before Shabbos. And it turns out you were mistaken. That flower was not cut before Shabbos. It's a little different than what Rashi said. That's a machlokas Abaye and Rava. He changed the case, right? Rava, but the Gemara was very cryptic. Rashi learned it one way. Tosfos says that's impossible. Because if that were the case, then having wanted to pick up attached flower A and picking up attached flower B, Rashi would hold your chayiv. That's impossible because you're not chayiv. Says Tosfos, no. You wanted to pick up flower A. You thought it was detached, and it turns out it really was attached. That's a machlokas. Rabbi says you're potter, and Abaye says you're chayiv. This is fascinating stuff. You can go so complicated. Okay. Now, Amar Rava, Mana Amin Allah. How do I know I'm right? D'tanya, because we have a braisa that says, Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos. In one respect, Shabbos is worse than other mitzvos, not worse, more machmir. The Chomer Shar Mitzvos Mishabbos. And in another respect, other mitzvos are more machmir than Shabbos. Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos. Shabbos is more machmir than other mitzvos. Shabbos also Shtayeh Behel Mechen Chayeh Bakalachas Vachas. You do two averes in one shot, you chayev twice. I'm going to do that tomorrow. Ma'ashein ki b'shar mitzvos. That's not true with other mitzvos. And v'chomer shar mitzvos b'shabbos. And in one sense, other mitzvos are more machmer than Shabbos. Shebishar mitzvos, shogag b'lo mitzchavein, chayev. Other mitzvos, if you do something with shogig without kavana, you're chayev. What are you chayev? Ma'ashein ki b'shabbos. But it's not true on Shabbos. So now we're going to dissect this braisa. Amar mar, we just said, Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos. Shabbos is worse than other mitzvos. Shabbos also Shtayim Behel Mechel Chayel Kalachas V'Achas V'Achein Kei Mishar Mitzvos. Shabbos, you do two averes at one time, you chayev twice. Other mitzvos, you do two averes at one time, you chayev once. Hechi Dami, what does that mean? Ilei Muda Avad Kitzira V'Techina. You grinded and you cut in one action. The Kavasei Gabe Shar Mitzvos. How does that translate to other mitzvos? Achal Chelev Adam. Yeid Chelev Adam. That's two things, two different mitzvahs. Hachatarti mechayiv, vachatarti mechayiv. Yechayiv for chelev and dam, and yechayiv for ketzira and techina. It's two and two. Ella, shar mitzvos, delo mechayiv elachada hechidami. What's other mitzvahs? We only chayiv one. Da'achal chelev v'chelev, yeh chelev, and then yeh chelev again. Dekava se gabe shabbos, da'avet ketzira v'ketzira. Hachachad mechayiv, hachachad mechayiv. How do you ever have a case where Shabbos is worse? What does that mean? Right? The answer is La'olam da Abad Ketir. You did Ketir and Techina. How many times did you chayiv? Twice. What's a comparable case in other mitzvot? We only chayiv once. Says the Gemara, Umay Mashen Kim Bashar mitzvot Avodah Zarah. It's about Avodah Zarah. What about Avodah Zarah? Kidravami, Damravami. What if you did Zivah? You shechted an animal to Avodah Zarah. Fakita, you burned incense. Venizach, you poured wine. Bahalama Achas. All in one period of Anu. You thought you were in Shul. And you did all this. You only chayiv once. So what do you see? Shabbos is more machmir. Now, the Mayo Kimta. So what are we talking about over here? Bavodah Zarah, the Eima Seifa. What does the Seifa say? That other mitzvos are worse than Shabbos. Chomer Shar Mitzvos, Shebishar Mitzvos, Shogag below Mitzchavein, chayiv. Shogig without Kavana, you're chayiv. On Shabbos, you're not chayiv. What does that mean? Masha Enkein B'Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not chayiv. Hi Shogad Delomas Chavid Devorazar Hechidami. What's a case where you're not Kavana and Avorazara? How could that be? Ilema Dikasavar Besakhnes says who? You thought you were in Shul, Veshtachavola, and you bow down. Habilibullah Shemayim. Right, you're in some archaeological site in Israel, and you think you're in a shul, an ancient shul, and turns out no, it's an ancient church. So you didn't have a Kavana at all. Halibul Hashemayim, you thought you were in shul. Ella what? The Chazi Andarta, you saw a bust of Abraham Lincoln, right? And Visagidle, you gave a nod to Abraham Lincoln. You gave a nod to the ruler. It's a hechi dummy. One minute. Ida kibble ba aloha. If you think he's a god, then major, that's a major. And ida lo kibble le aloha. If you don't think he's a god, lav klumu. That's not an avira. Say, oh, what if he was a good president? Right? Oh, I was a good president over that guy. He was a good guy. He freed the slave. That's not an avira. How can it be a shogig without kavana and your chayiv? What's the case?
Because if that's the form of a void for the Zohar, then it's too chayiv.
But you have to love it, chavin. Right, you throw a rock and it's Avodah Zohar. So without kavana, b'shogig, you're not chayiv. What's the case?
No, you are. Because Ella, if that's the form how you make no, it, but how you serve this.
But you, then you're amazed. We're talking
but
I'm throwing a rock.
You see a statue, you say, oh, I don't like it. You throw a rock, but that's the form of avodah Zohar.
Then why are you chayiv for that?
Because it's still there.
But you have to have kavana. No, alone is chavein and a shogi. And you chayiv. How can that be? Ella, the case can only be, me'ahava umeyira. Rashi learns this means, I bow down to the idol because I'm afraid of my neighbor. My neighbor said, you better bet. I don't believe in this idol at all. And I thought that that's mutter. It's mutter to do that. It's mutter to bow down to an idol because I'm afraid of my neighbor. Right? It says Rashi. Tsuras, here it is. Me'avas adam. I love my neighbor. O me'yiras adam. I'm afraid of my neighbor. Hishtachav al avodah zarah. That's why I bow down to the idol, because of my neighbor. The karile shogig below mitzchavin. Klomar, shogig b'hachi. The tzavar, I hold. Kivon de'ein mitzchavin libo le'elohus. Mutter. I have no intention. I don't want to lose my job. My neighbor said, my boss said, you better do that, otherwise I lose my job. So I thought, that's not a avodah zarah. I'm only doing it to save my job. That's a case of shogig, lo nitzchavin, and yichayev for that. That's the case. Now, wait a minute. Honi chala abaya dama chayev. That only makes sense according to Abayu, who's talking yichayev in such a case. El larava dama parta mayaka lemeimar. But according to Rava, what are you going to say? That the yichayev in such a case, according to Rava. Ella, the case is like this. Ella ba'omer mutter. I said, the case is the guy's mutter. Rashi is the guy's a ger. That he never learned the halacha. He never learned it. Alabi Avodah Zarah. He thought it's mutter. Right? The ger thought it's mutter. Mash'enki b'shabas tepata legamri. What, on Shabbos he pata for that? Ad kan lo boy mine rava meir of Nachman ela ilichiyuve chada o lichiyuve tarti. We had that case already. The question was, are you chayiv one or are you chayiv many? Right? That was the case where you're mazed on both, where you're shogging on both. You don't know anything about malachas and you don't know anything about Shabbos. The question was, are you chayiv one or 39? Not zero. Avo pata lagamri, low. To think pata altogether? The guy doesn't know anything? We never said that. Elalav, rather, no. Reisha b'avodah zarah. The first case we had was where Shabbos is worse. That's avodah zarah. Seifa can't be avodah zarah. Bishar mitzvos, v'shogag, below mitzchavein, bishar mitzvos heichidami. What's the case? It can't be avodah zarah. The case is, the savar shumanhu. You thought that liquid, you thought that meat was kosher. And it turns out it was not kosher. Va'achlu. And you ate it. Masha'en came b'shabbos de'pater. Why you pater for meat? As we said before, because it was misasik. It's misasik. I come home, I open the fridge, I run, and the first thing I do, I put it in my mouth. That's misasik. You're chayiv. No kavana, and it's b'shogig. You're chayiv for that. Why you chayiv? Because you got hana. Masha'en came b'shabbos. The potter din is chavein. Lachtoch es ha-talosh. V'chotach es ha-mechuber. Potter. Right? You're potter for that on Shabbos. V'abaya, and according to Abaya, shogag below mitzchavein heichidami. What according to Abaya is a case of shogeg without kavana? What's that case? Right? Shogig below kavana b'shar mitzvos that you're chayiv and on Shabbos you're potter. He held that you were chayiv in the case of the flour. Right? He held you were chayiv in the case of the flour. So according to him, what's the case? The savar roku, you saw spit and you swallowed it. There's not even a ma'is achila. Masha'en kein b'shabbos de potter, and on Shabbos you'd be potter. That's like the nitzchavin dahagbiya es hatolosh. You wanted to pick up the tolosh, the detached, v'chotach es hamachubur, You wanted to pick up the knife. I'm sorry. You wanted to pick up the knife, and you picked up the mechuber putter. Your putter. Aval nischavin latoch es hatalush. But you wanted to pick up the cut flower. V'chatoch es hamechuber, and you picked up the non-cut flower. Chayiv, your chayiv.
He puts a chelav in his mouth, obviously.
Right.
He just wanted to spit it out, and then he swallowed it.
It was liquid chelav.
Yeah.
And you thought it was medicine. It's not hana. You drank it. It was liquid chelav. You thought it was medicine. Not even a nice achila. There's no hana there. We said that by food, there's no heter of mesasik, because you got hana. There's no hana over here. It's medicine. So then even Abaye would agree that that's pater. Okay? We have another, let's do one more, 30 more seconds. Itmar, right? 30 more seconds. Nischavin lizrok shtayim, you want to throw something 2 amos. Vizarak arva, and you throw it 4 amos. Rava amar pater, Abaye amar chayiv. Rava amar pater, same machlokas. Tol nischavin lizrika da arva. You didn't intend to throw it 4. Abaye amar chayiv, tol nischavin lizrika ba alma. You wanted to throw it. If a mice is Rika. Kasava Rashus HaYachid. Veninza Rashus HaRabim. You thought it was a Rashus HaRachid. Turns out it's a Rashus HaRabim. Rav HaMapater. Abayam HaChayim. Rav HaMapater. Adon Tzchayim L'Zrika D'Isura. You wouldn't have Kavana for Zrika D'Isura. Abayam HaChayim. Dokam HaChayim L'Zrika D'Alma. You had Kavana for Zrika B'Alma. There are 3 cases where they argue. The case of the flower. The case of throwing. And the case of Rashus HaYachid. And now the Gemara is going to say, why do we need all 3? That'll take 3 minutes tomorrow. We'll get to the Mishnah, and we'll hopefully finish tomorrow within time. Everybody have a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh and a Freilich and Chanukah, and we will resume tomorrow.